We asked voters whether they thought having Donald Trump as the Republican standard bearer and Hillary Clinton as the Democratic standard bearer, will that help or hurt Democrats or Republicans as the battle for control of the state Senate heats up this fall? And what we find is by a 2-to-1 margin, 62% to 31%, voters say having Donald Trump at the top of the ticket will not help Republicans. And by an even larger margin, 64% to 29%, voters say that having Hillary Clinton at the top of the ticket will, in fact, help Democrats. Now, this is not a predictor of any individual state Senate election. Those are done district by district. But what this shows is a sentiment of the voters. So 3/4 of the voters think that Hillary Clinton will help the Democrats take control of the Senate, whereas only 50% of Republicans think Donald Trump will help Republicans hold the state Senate.
So how does that translate into how they would vote? Do you think it would mean that the Republicans would stay home? Certainly they're probably not going to go and vote for Hillary, though you found a few of them would in the previous poll.
Well, yeah, I mean, Hillary Clinton is up by 30, and she does get a small percentage of Republican support. But no, I think the biggest issue in terms of this is, again, this is a sentiment. This is not a look at a particular Senate district. But what I think this does say is that there are a lot of Republicans, or at least a sizable number of Republicans, who are concerned about Donald Trump at the top of the ticket, don't want to support him, and are not sure whether they're going to come out and vote or not. Part of this could be a plus for the Republicans, because if Republicans think that having Donald Trump at the top of the ticket can hurt their chances of holding the state Senate, they may be more motivated to come out and vote in down ballot races. But again, Sienna will look at individual battleground Senate districts as we move into the fall.
So the Democrats shouldn't start celebrating yet that they're taking the Senate?
Oh, no. There's a long way to go. And look, the biggest factor in which party will be controlling the New York State Senate come January 2017 is what does the Independent Democratic Conference, the IDC, do? Right now they have 5 members, and those members side with the Republicans. So for the Democrats to take control, they either have to win a half dozen seats or they have to find a way to strike a deal with the Independent Democratic Conference, because if the IDC sticks with the Republicans, they are likely to be able to have a majority of the members of the Senate.
Good point. I think the rest of your poll, it looked at the Chuck Schumer, Wendy Long race. It sounds like Chuck Schumer doesn't have a lot to worry about.
No, look, we're less than 12 weeks till Election Day, and it appears that Chuck Schumer is coasting to an easy reelection to a 4th term in the U.S. Senate. He is on the brink of becoming the Senate Democratic leader. We don't know yet whether it'll be majority leader or minority leader, but Chuck Schumer is very popular in New York, a 58% to 31% favorability rating. Wendy Long remains unknown, despite the fact that she ran against Kirsten Gillibrand 4 years ago, remains unknown to more than 3/4 of New York voters. And in a head-to-head matchup, Schumer wins 63% to 24% right now. And in fact, not only is Chuck Schumer having the support of more than 80% of Democrats, he has the support of 1/3 of Republicans.